Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCovey moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Virgil for a passed ball. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is called out on strikes. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Brown moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holtzman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hazualu pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. Davenport moves to third. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hart reaches second base with a double. Davenport scores. There goes McCovey trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Giants. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive to left field. Brown throws towards the plate. Hundley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hundley. Mays scores. Hart scores. Peterson moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Arnold Early now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hazualu now playing left field. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Tito Fuentes now playing second base. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Williams moves to third. Banks moves to second. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Banks scores. It's 7-6, Giants. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Calhoun's now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Calhoun's. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hart moves to second. 1 out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.